It was 90 years ago that the jazz singer Billie Holiday was born.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
A new collection of Billie Holiday's music celebrates a life cut short. The liner notes are written by Ashley Kahn, who you often hear on this program speaking about music. He sat down with Renee to talk about the life and music of Lady Day.
The new CD-DVD set is called Billie Holiday, The Ultimate Collection, and no one can argue with that. It contains every song Billie Holiday ever wrote, plus TV, radio, and movie appearances. Here she is in a 1935 Duke Ellington film when she was barely 20 years old.
My man's gone, I feel alone. I've got those lost, my man blues.
Billie Holiday's legend is the long-suffering, lonesome woman singing to herself and allowing us into that intimate moment. It's like catching someone looking at themselves in the mirror or something and saying, check out my life. But of course, the music just lives on and on as an influence, as a sort of a model for the way of approaching a very intimate way of singing.
You know, one thing about her that would have suited a smaller audience was that Billie Holiday's voice and her way of being, she projected a girlishness, a vulnerability, even in her 40s. And long after she'd lived quite a life.
Absolutely. I mean, there were other singers who whispered the vocals. Peggy Lee is an obvious example who came from the same era. But Billie Holiday's voice, the sighs that come out of her, the fact that she waits so long behind the beat to get the words out, implies this incredible inner thinking before she, you know, moans and utters the lyric.
I'd like to play a little of Billie Holiday singing here from a legendary TV appearance that's in this collection, made in 1957, a CBS television show called The Sound of Jazz.
My man don't love me. He treats me oh so mean.
Tell us about this appearance.
It's the reunion of Lester Young and on saxophone, and Billie Holiday, and they're doing a Billie Holiday original called Fine and Mellow. And basically, it is the point-counterpoint of this incredible blues dialogue that Billie Holiday had established with Lester Young back when she was singing with Count Basie in the 30s. So here they are 20 years later. They've both gone through so much of the hard life that musicians go through on the road and in their careers. It's the last time they perform together, too, so that it also has that sort of bittersweet quality to it.
He wears high-dress pants, stripes are in the yellow. He wears high-dress pants, stripes are in the yellow. But when he starts in to love me, he is so fine and low.
What listeners can't see in listening to this is the expression on Billie Holiday's face. And to me, she looks like she's in a trance, really. I mean, like she is literally in the music.
Well, I think she always was from the start. She was someone who found solace, who found an escape from the hardships of her life. I mean, you know, she grew up the daughter of a woman of the streets and, you know, became a woman of the streets herself for a short period. And music was that sort of perfect place she could go to, this protected little world for at least 3.5 minutes.
Lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad.
This collection also contains a radio conversation, quite a rare find, Billie Holiday being interviewed by Mike Wallace. I mean, the Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes back in 1956.
Exactly. She's doing a big triumphant night at Carnegie Hall. Her big autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, has just come out. So this is part of her press tour. And she's doing a late night radio conversation. And he's asking some pretty standard questions. He's obviously a fan. He refers to her as Lady.
There seems to be a real companionship, Lady, among the greats in the jazz world. The jazz greats seem to love one another and work with one another.
You mean like when Dizzy and Louie and myself and Ellen, we all get together?
Yeah.
Mike Wallace asked her a question, and so poignant now when we know what we know, that Billie Holiday died before she reached the age of 45.
The question, Billie, that I was going to ask was that why so many jazz greats seemed to die so early. Now, Bix Beiderbecke it happened to. Fats Waller wasn't too old. Charlie Parker, Frankie Teschmacher.
Well, Mike, the only way I can answer that question is we try to live 100 days in one day, and we try to please so many people, and we try to, like myself, I want to bend this note and bend that note and sing this way and sing that way and get all the feeling and eat all the good foods and travel all in one day, and you can't do it. So I think that's why.
Billie Holiday's slurred, whispery voice betrays that effort to live 100 days in just one. She died in 1959. Ashley Kahn wrote the liner notes for the new CD-DVD set, Billie Holiday, The Ultimate Collection. Here's a song, Detour Ahead, that even aficionados might not be familiar with. But from the first note, there's no mistaking that voice.
Smooth road, clear day, but why am I the only one?
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne.
How strange the road to love should be so easy. Can there be a detour ahead?